Welcome to this week's edition of 10 Minutes With. This week we are with Martin Rock, who is the ILC manager at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley. Welcome, Martin.
Hello, everybody.
This week we're going to be talking about what Martin does and his role within the Independent Living Centre. First of all, Martin, can you tell us a bit more about the actual Independent Living Centre, what it's about?
Yeah, certainly. The Independent Living Centre gives people the opportunity when they get out of the house to take part in activities here. It gives them the opportunity to make new friends and new skills.
Excellent. And is that a cost or how does that work?
There is a cost. At the present time, we're charging £22 a day. And if they use our transport, £8 for the transport.
Okay. And is that something people can talk to with their local council about, or is it individual tailored needs?
No, they can talk to their local authorities about it. I mean, they may possibly still get some funding for it. But once they're here, certain events like the gym are tailored to their needs and obviously what they want to get out of being in the gym.
Okay, excellent. I mean, I see other things around the building. I think there's an arts and crafts centre. Can you tell us a bit more about what goes on in there, please?
Yeah, the arts and crafts room is divided into two. Part of it is pottery, where we've got a kiln where we fire it up and paint it afterwards. And the other half is needlecraft, where people make cuddly toys, knitting. And also, if somebody wants to paint, we've got the expertise to do some painting with people.
Excellent. And I think some of the people that come here to the ILC obviously live with a visual impairment.
Yes.
What kind of qualifications in terms of your health do you need to in order to be take part in the ILC here at the Beacon Centre?
There aren't really any qualifications. We don't do direct personal care with people because we haven't got the equipment to do that. But people have mobility problems. We've got people with mild dementia.
So it's open to everybody.
It's open to everybody.
There's not a qualification of just eyesight alone.
No.
Excellent. And do you find, what kind of age ranges do you get here?
The age range, the current age range is, I think our youngest is 25 and our eldest got to just over 100.
Excellent.
So we have a wide age range.
Excellent. So it's open to everybody.
Yes.
There's no need to sort of shy away from certain ages.
No.
And is there sort of a social aspect here as well as the activities?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I mean, people who don't want to take part in the activities can meet up in the social room where they can talk to people. We play games and quizzes in there, do musical appreciation, or they can just socialise with each other and make new friends if they want to.
And outside of obviously the activities, is there anything in terms of food and drink, etc., so they can stay for longer?
Yeah, we have a very good restaurant and coffee bar here. The restaurant has all home-cooked food with a changing menu, or if you just want a snack, we can do toasties or sandwiches, and there's a salad bar in the restaurant as well if anybody wants to help themselves to that.
And is there anything for drinks, like a sort of alcoholic beverages or anything of that nature?
Yeah, we have a license from 11 o'clock in the morning, so if people want a drink with their lunchtime meal, like a glass of wine or anything, they're very welcome to do so.
Oh, excellent. And what do you think, what's the future hold for the ILC at the moment? Is there anything new or different that we should be looking forward to?
We've got one or two events that are coming up soon. But also, we're hoping to actually extend our range of people to bring in. We're a bit restricted, obviously, on transport, but we're hoping to bring people in from a wider area, including more people from South Staffs.
Excellent, excellent. And you briefly mentioned there and before the transport. Can you tell us a bit more about the transport vans and buses, please?
Yeah, certainly. We've got 6 minibuses that go out and collect people. We cover quite a vast area. We cover Wolverhampton, Dudley, South Staffs and Sandwell, which makes it difficult for our buses to go to more extreme places. But the 6 buses pick people up and they bring them in.
Can they help towards, say, tailored needs, for example, a person in a wheelchair or suffering from a different disability?
Yes, we've got wheelchair spaces on the buses. If either people can transfer out of the wheelchair into a seat, we've got a tail lift to get people up. Or we have one wheelchair space on each bus if people can't transfer out of the wheelchair.
Excellent. I see there's obviously, you mentioned the arts and crafts room and other sort of social aspects. What about learning new skills, for example, IT or something of that nature?
We do IT training in here, which is coupled to Pathways.
I see there's an IT room here. Can you tell us a bit more about that as well?
Yeah, certainly. People come in here to learn skills like cruising the internet and various things like that. I believe there is a waiting list at the moment. We're hoping actually to improve that and do more group work with people doing IT.
So if somebody wants to, for example, learn how to email their family and friends or read the news online or something of that nature, that's something we can help them with.
It is, yes. Or even actually online shopping, yes.
Oh, excellent. So it's quite an expansive progress
it
as well.
It is, yes.
Brilliant. And can you tell us a bit about the actual location here of the ILC? Is it... would you say it's quite an open environment in a different new building, or is it something...
We're very lucky to have a building that's only 8 years old, which has all, obviously, the mud cons. It's a very green building as regards heating. And we're positioned between Sedgley and Wolverhampton, so we're in an ideal position for people to get here.
Obviously, there's a lot of people out there who have family and friends who have different needs and may be interested in trying to help them, point them in the right direction of the ILC here at the Beacon Centre. Could you tell us a bit more about how they would go about doing that and what would be the benefit of that?
Yeah, all they need to do is to actually ring me up on the main number 1902 880 111 and ask about... ask people if they want to come here, and they can contact me and I can go through the different things. People can come here on a trial day, which is free, just to see if they like it. And if they do, then we take it from there. We also recommend that they ask local authorities to see if they can get funding, individual funding, but sometimes people can, sometimes people can't.
It's all based on different needs and tailored services. And finally, Martin, can you just tell me, in summary, what are some of the biggest benefits you've seen to individuals attending the ILC?
I think the biggest benefit of all is getting people out of the house. There are so many people that live on their own with sight loss, and which restricts them going out, doing shopping and various things.
Well, that applies to people without sight loss as well, do you think?
Yeah, definitely, very much so. I think that people with any illness, they obviously see family, but family can't get there all the time. And so one of the great things that we do here is actually get people out of the house, get people to make new friends here, and as well as new skills. And I think that that helps people's health problems as well.
So it's part of, I suppose, an increasing majority of people are experiencing loneliness.
Yes.
And something that's obviously in the news quite a lot. So people who may be coming here are having that element of talking to people, socialising, learning new skills. And that, I think, would you say that has a huge mental health benefit as well?
Oh, very much so. I mean, I think all research just recently has shown that if people are lonely and they live on their own, they become ill because of the loneliness and the isolation that they experience.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Martin, and thank you for spending so much time with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank